Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hi everyone, and welcome to our programme Youth Talk. Today our guest is careers advisor Martin Shaw, who's going to discuss how he helps students find a career and a job. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Shaw.
I'm glad to be here. Please, call me Martin.
Tell us what you do in your job, Martin.
Well, I work for a university in their careers advice office. I meet with university students on a daily basis. Students make an appointment with me, which is free of charge and included in their student services package. I see about 10 to 12 students a day, and we meet for around 20 minutes to half an hour.
How do you help them find a career?
For starters, I administer a questionnaire which determines their aptitudes. It asks them what skills they think they have, and it also asks them about their likes and dislikes, how well they get on with others, whether they like to work independently, and whether they're self-motivated, highly organised, or very creative. They answer the questionnaire, and I assess it at a later date.
How do you assess the information they present to you?
First, I look at what subjects they've put down that seem to interest them the most. Keep in mind that sometimes they don't know exactly what those are, so they might put down a wide range. Then, I take a look at their skills. If, for example, they're interested in the arts, are highly creative and communicative, and like working with people, I might suggest a career in advertising.
So you meet with students more than once, yes?
Oh, definitely. Firstly, I have to give them the results of their questionnaire. But really, I meet with them as often as they like. The goal is to get them on the right track. Sometimes a student comes back to me because they have second thoughts about their preferences, meaning they've realised they'd rather work alone than with other people, for example. That will obviously affect the advice I give them.
I see. What other types of assistance do you give students?
I help them with their CVs to make sure they're well written and informative. I get them to bring a CV in at our first meeting, and I usually ask my assistant to look it over and make comments, which I review. Then I meet with the student again, usually when I give them their questionnaire results, and I give them some tips on how to improve their CV.
Do you discuss interview techniques?
I usually give them some information about the do's and don'ts of interviewing, and we discuss any questions they have. I'd like to do practice interviewing, but we simply don't have the time or resources for that, which is a shame because students would find it very useful. I give them advice on how to answer tougher interview questions, though, such as when an interviewer asks you what your weaknesses are.
And what do you say to that?
Well, obviously, in an interview, you should be truthful. But you would never want to say, "I hate getting up in the morning." While that may be a true weakness, you can just imagine how that would go down in an interview. I urge students to think of a weakness that can actually be a strength. You could say that you tend to spend too much time on organising, so you have to stop for a moment and prioritise duties. This sounds impressive in an interview.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again. Hi everyone, and welcome to our programme Youth Talk. Today our guest is careers advisor Martin Shaw, who's going to discuss how he helps students find a career and a job. Thanks for joining us, Mr. Shaw.
I'm glad to be here. Please, call me Martin.
Tell us what you do in your job, Martin.
Well, I work for a university in their careers advice office. I meet with university students on a daily basis. Students make an appointment with me, which is free of charge and included in their student services package. I see about 10 to 12 students a day, and we meet for around 20 minutes to half an hour.
How do you help them find a career?
For starters, I administer a questionnaire which determines their aptitudes. It asks them what skills they think they have, and it also asks them about their likes and dislikes, how well they get on with others, whether they like to work independently, and whether they're self-motivated, highly organised, or very creative. They answer the questionnaire, and I assess it at a later date.
How do you assess the information they present to you?
First, I look at what subjects they've put down that seem to interest them the most. Keep in mind that sometimes they don't know exactly what those are, so they might put down a wide range. Then, I take a look at their skills. If, for example, they're interested in the arts, are highly creative and communicative, and like working with people, I might suggest a career in advertising.
So you meet with students more than once, yes?
Oh, definitely. Firstly, I have to give them the results of their questionnaire. But really, I meet with them as often as they like. The goal is to get them on the right track. Sometimes, a student comes back to me because they have second thoughts about their preferences, meaning they've realised they'd rather work alone than with other people, for example. That will obviously affect the advice I give them.
I see. What other types of assistance do you give students?
I help them with their CVs to make sure they're well written and informative. I get them to bring a CV in at our first meeting, and I usually ask my assistant to look it over and make comments, which I review. Then I meet with the student again, usually when I give them their questionnaire results, and I give them some tips on how to improve their CV.
Do you discuss interview techniques?
I usually give them some information about the do's and don'ts of interviewing, and we discuss any questions they have. I'd like to do practice interviewing, but we simply don't have the time or resources for that, which is a shame because students would find it very useful. I give them advice on how to answer tougher interview questions, though, such as when an interviewer asks you what your weaknesses are.
And what do you say to that?
Well, obviously, in an interview, you should be truthful. But you would never want to say, "I hate getting up in the morning." While that may be a true weakness, you can just imagine how that would go down in an interview. I urge students to think of a weakness that can actually be a strength. You could say that you tend to spend too much time on organising, so you have to stop for a moment and prioritise duties. This sounds impressive in an interview.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.
Время, отведенное на выполнение заданий, истекло.